Hey everybody, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. If you are anything like me, you breathed a huge sigh of relief on Tuesday when Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted by a jury of his peers of murdering George Floyd. My reaction speaks volumes about how little faith I had in our criminal justice system's willingness and ability to hold the police accountable for criminal misconduct. I know I wasn't alone in being so uncertain about Chauvin being convicted, even when the crime was as flagrant as it was heinous. The outcome of Chauvin's trial cannot quite be described as justice, because justice requires restoration, but the jury's verdict did provide accountability. The video of George Floyd's murder was beyond painful to watch, but it was critically important that it was filmed. And thank goodness for the outcry from the public and the pressure that was brought to bear on authorities after the Hennepin County attorney initially said he saw evidence that did not support criminal charges in this case. In the end, there was accountability. But as Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said after the trial, it's now up to all of us to work for justice. Even before Chauvin's trial concluded, a 20-year-old African-American man, Dante Wright, was fatally shot by a police officer during a traffic stop in a Twin Cities suburb. The following day, police department officials said they believed the officer meant to use her taser, but grabbed her gun instead and fired a shot to Wright's chest. If it wasn't obvious enough before, Dante Wright's killing made it even more clear that our country needs to reimagine policing and put some justice into criminal justice. There are many steps that need to be retraced and countless practices that need to be called into question. Here's one for starters. Traffic enforcement does not and should not require armed officers. Over the years, the rate of traffic deaths on our streets and highways have been significantly reduced because of improvements in road construction and improved safety features in motor vehicles. Technology has played a major part in this success. Where technology has not played a major role is how the rules of our roads are enforced. Photo radar for speed and intersection control, and real-time video scanning of license plates are technologies that have been around for quite some time. But our society has been slow to use them to replace armed officers in traffic enforcement. That hesitation continues to prove deadly. Before Dante Wright, there was Philando Castile, shot and killed by police in another Twin Cities suburb after being pulled over for failing to use his turn signal. Before that, 19-year-old Darius Stewart was shot and killed by a Memphis police officer who pulled him over for having a broken headlight. Attempts have been made to enact laws preventing police from randomly stopping drivers without good reason. But there are so many traffic laws that it is practically impossible for a person to operate an automobile without violating one or more of them. Driving a few miles an hour over the speed limit, not making a full stop at an intersection, failing to fully scrape the morning frost off your windshield. As former Minneapolis officer and Madison police chief David Cooper says, every street cop knows how to legally stop just about any vehicle at any time. And as Cooper also says, a nation that can travel in space should be able to use technology to monitor, control, and sanction errant drivers without the use of armed officers. Cooper notes the devices already exist that require drivers to be sober before they can start their vehicle. Those could be required to be standard equipment. Video cameras can be used to identify errant drivers and send them citations or court orders rather than have officers trying to apprehend them. Auto manufacturers could be required to install cutoff chips in every vehicle that could be activated by traffic enforcement authorities to disable speeding, fleeing, or erratically driven vehicles. I agree with Chief Cooper. Through the use of technology, we can make the enforcement of traffic rules the responsibility of unarmed traffic wardens. Other countries do it. It's way past time to get serious in the U.S. about experimenting with ways to save police officers for duties that require them to be armed. For our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.